Okay. Cover Shabbos Kodesh, Pesach Yisrael, Chol Parshas Todos. Right, end of another Gevalik week, entering to Shabbos Kodesh. It's just a Shkafa, as you know, 27 days until Hanukkah, 107 days until Purim, so I gotta get ready. So it says it like this. We're introduced this week to the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. Right, and we're also introduced to Yaakov and Esav. So, we know it says about Esav, the Pasuk says about him. Where is it? In Perchav Hei, Pasuk Chav Ches. Ve'ahav Yitzchak as Esav, ki tzai b'fiv. Rivka ohev as Yaakov. So, there's a lot to say in this Pasuk. Classic one, I think, that Berditchever says, is that we say Yitzchak loves Esav because it's Tolei B'davar, and Rivka loves Yaakov, because not telling anything. But that's not where we're going to go with this. But it says, V'yeva Yitzchak as Esav ki tzayid b'fiv. So what's ki tzayid b'fiv about Esav? What does that say? So the Vikar Rashi says, b'fiv, k'dugumah b'fiv shel Yitzchak. So it says, let's translate it, it's in the mouth of Yitzchak. U'midrasho b'fiv shel Esav. Meaning what? Sh'aya tzad oso u'marmehu b'dvarav. That he like trapped him and tricked him with his words. Right, if you look in Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, it says Urechim Yitzchak Yas Esav Aru Mile Ramayusa Befume, that in his mouth he had words of Ramayusa. What does Ramayusa sound like? So we know if you look at the beginning of the parsha, it calls Lavan Harami. So they get the Baal Turin points out Harami is Osios Haramai. Rama is a trickster, is a liar, someone who speaks sheker. So you see right off the bat that Esav and Lavan have huge shaykhs to each other. The whole nekuda ki tzayin b'fiv is that he tricked him with how he spoke. He spoke with derech sheker and trickery. So if we go later in the parsha, perichav vav, lamed dalid, and we know also speaking about that says later, Rashi points out that Esav would come to Yaakov and say, "Do you have to meister on the salt or not?" Right? He'd trick him. Say, "I don't know what." So he spoke very nicely. So on the outside, Esav looked very gishmak. Even Svarim bring down that Esav wore, you know, you think Esav was like, you know, a dirty person. Svarim brings down, I think the Lulver says, that Esav had a nice white bekish also. And he had nice high white socks, you know, and he looked like a big time chassid. He had a nice payas, and he had a nice beard too. And he looked the part, right? But it's all about the pnimius of Esav. That's where he was lacking. So if you look at Parachav Vav Pasuk Lamed Dalet, yeah? It says like this. It says, Vahi Esav ben Arbam Shana, Vayikach Isha, Siudis, Basberius. It says, 40 years old, and he decided he wanted to get married. So this is what Rashi says. Ben Arbam Shana. Esav aya nimsha lechazir. Esav is compared to a pig. Shnema yecharsemena chazir miyalar. Hachazir hazek, shu shochev, when a pig lays out, poshet talpav lomar ra'u shani tar. He puts out his hooves and says, look, I have split hooves, I'm tahor. Kach elu gozlim. But we know what? We know that the pig is the worst animal of all. There's nothing worse than a pig. Kach elu gozlim v'chumsim umarim atzim k'shirim. So too those people who show themselves to be big k'shirim on the outside. But really they're disgusting people. Kol arbam shana haya etzav tzad nashim mitachas yad balein uma'ane osam. He would trap women from underneath their husband's hands. And he would, you know, he'd steal all these people's wives and kill people. But k'shaya ben arbam, when he turned 40 years old, you know, he said, oh, Yitzchak. Abba ben Arbam Shana Nasa Isha Afanikain says, you got married at 40, and since I'm going b'derech you, I'm going the same derech as you are, just as you're a tzaddik, so too, you know, I should get now married now also at 40. All nekud is everything about him is just trickery. And you're like reading it, she's like, are you kidding me? But this is exactly what he represents. We go later in the parsha, in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chaval. So again, listen to what Esav talks. Yeah? Or listen to what Yitzchak says. We know this is the part when Yaakov's stealing the brachos. It says, Vayomer, taking what's his really. Vayomer Yitzchak to Yaakov, Gishana va'amushcha b'ni, hata ze b'ni Esav imlo. He wants to say, you know, let me feel if this is Esav or not. So Rashi says, Omer Yitzchak b'libo, Yitzchak said in his mouth, Ein derech Esav liyos shem shemayim shurgo b'fiv. He says, hold on a second. He just said that, Hikra Hashem elokecha lefanai. He says, hold on, that's not how Esav speaks. Esav doesn't have shugur b'fiv. I mean, what? That the whole Matzias of Esav is that it just doesn't make sense sometimes. You know, in Yitzchak, especially now that he's realizing, he's like, hold on a second. He speaks, he tries to fake me out, but he doesn't speak Shem Shemayim. Right? He doesn't mention Hashem's name. So there's something so lacking about what Esav does. So if you look in Hilchos Chanukah, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, right, it says like this. It's a Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis. It says, Mitzvah Lahalik Ner Chanukah B'Shmoros Mi Chanukah. Okay, we know that, 8 days. Malikim, where do we light it? Malikim Neros B'Pesach HaBayis Mi Bachutz. Kedei Lefars Mesanis. So where do we light the Neros Chanukah? It's called the Pesach HaBayis. So why do we light the Pesach HaBayis of all places? Right? Why the Pesach HaBayis? What does Pesach HaBayis have to do in our Avodas Hashem? Why the Pesach? Because there's a pasuk that says, the Pesach Chatas Rovitz. Right? It says in Parsha Bereishis, that the Pesach Chatas Rovitz means the what? That at the Pesach, that's where the Chatas waits to trample. Meaning at the Pesach, you could say Pesach HaBayis we're talking about, that's where he tries to get you. So what's this Pesach? What does this mean? What's a Pesach in our Avodas Hashem? So if you look, Rabbi Nachman says, in the Kutim Aran, Torah Lamed Ches, beginning. So like this. V'ruach Sarah hazeh hu mekatreg hagadol. Shemimenu bam kol ha-ketrugim ha-nesyonos. Hu achar ha-dvarim. So it's the Ruach Sarah, which is a big klipa, is called achar ha-dvarim. Shu yonek me'adibor k'shmotze Pesach linok. So listen to what he says now. Hainu. Ma shenemar la Pesach Chatas rovitz, shu mechasek Pesach linok meikdusha. That the chatas, right, which is the Yetzahara, he tries any way he can to be yonik from kedusha. I mean, what to take away from kedusha? Uchsev shemor pischei picha. To what? To guard the Pesach of your mouth. V'ramuz bazeh she adam tzarach lishmor es hadibor. That a person has to guard his dibor. Kedesh shelo yeh leklipas Pesach linok darcha malchus. Now what Pesach does a person have to watch? He has to watch the Pesach of his mouth. Which means that what? What's our Pesach? Our Pesach, every person is called a bayis me'ad, an olam katan. Right? A person is called a bayis also. Right? Asu the mikdash v'shachati b'socham. Hashem says, you're a mikdash, I want to dwell in you. So what's the Pesach of your bayis? What's the only part of the body that's mekabel? Your mouth. That's what the Pesach is. So the Pesach chatas rovetz, when we talk about Esav, that's exactly where all his sins came from. Was what? Look how he spoke. Everything he said was chet. That's where he sinned. Everything he did was what? That's where his peh was leading him to. It was just what? It was dover sheker. It was all sins. That's exactly what got Esav. So if you spell out, I'll tell you remez. It says if you take the word sheker. So sheker is the mantra 600, right? So now. So, yeah, so if you take sheker, yeah? So how do you spell sheker? Shin kufresh. What's gematria sheker? 600. So now what are the nekudos in the sheker? You have two segels. So each segel is a yud. Yeah, so how many segels are there?
Two.
No? There's six dots. Yeah? So it's 60. So it's gematria 660. Yeah? Yeah? So it's gematria 660. So 660 sheker is gematria lashon hara. The whole nekuda of Esav is that his whole metzias was what? Lashon hara. Lashon hara doesn't mean you speak about someone else behind his back. What it means is that you speak bad. It's lashon hara. It's your mouth is bad. It speaks ra. That's exactly what Esav does. So what's our Esav versus? How do we protect ourselves against this nekuda of Esav? Yeah? So where do we light the Neir Chanukah, which we just said? We said we light the Neiros Chanukah by where? By the Pesach HaBayis. So what does that represent for us? Now, what does that represent for us in Avodas Hashem? That we light the Neiros Chanukah right at the Pesach HaBayis. Why? Because it is that the Pesach, that your Pesach, don't pause. Okay, so now the Nekuda is, what's our Eitzah versus, right? We just spoke about it. In the whole Nekuda of Esav is the Pesach HaTazruvetz. That his Pesach is mamash, all the klipos come from there. So what's our Inyan? So we dafka light the Neiros Chanukah by the Pesach HaBayis. Why? Because the Pasuk Tehillim that says, Pesach Tverecha Ya'iru. Right? Pesach Tverecha, that the Pesach of your words, the opening of your words should be what? Should be lichtig, should be light. That's exactly why we light the Neiros Chanukah at the Pesach. Why? To show you that what? At your Pesach, which is your mouth, it should be an or. So what's the or? We know orah zu Torah. That what your dibum should be dibum of Torah. Dibum of Kedusha. That's exactly what we have to do to fight against Esav. Hakol kol Yaakov yedayim de'esav. As long as the kol kol Yaakov is happening, then what? Then we control the yedayim de'esav. But we know, like it says later on in the Parsha, by Rashi, he points out, It's towards the end. Let's find it for a second. Beginning of Shishi, yeah? So look what he says. Hold on a second. Here. Right? It says, Vaya. It's in Perchav Zayin, Pasuk Mem. Yeah? It says, Vaya, Kasher Taredu Farakta Ulo Miatzarecha. So he's saying, you know when you're going to be able to get rid of the ol from Yaakov? Is what? If he falls. Meaning what? Lashon Tsar. So the Klomar, Kisha Avru Yisrael El HaTorah, when we're not keeping the Torah, V'yelecha Pischon Pelet Star Al Brachos Shenata Ufrakta Ulo. Then what? Then you get off the ol and you're good. Esav, Yaakov has no control on you. But what, as long as we're Mekayim Torah, which is our or, that our Pesach Drechi Iru, that we speak or, then we have a control over Esav. Pasuk in Tehillim also says, it's one of the Tehillims in Tikkun HaKlali, it says, Shlach Orcha Vamicha. Right? Hashem's going to send his or and emes. So nice Ramazmir. So first of all, Shalach, let's come out your Shalach.
338.
It's come out your Ner Chanukah. Okay, so Shalach Orcha. So he sends the or of the Ner Chanukah, Vamicha. And with that comes an or of emes. Is that what? With the or that we said before follows the emes. That a dibirim should be of or and emes. That's the whole thing, like we say with the pasuk, we say this on right before we blow the shofar.
What's the pasuk? Shalach Orcha.
Shalach Orcha Vamitcha. Right? That you're going to send your or and your emes. What's the pasuk we say right before we blow the shofar? We say all these psukim. One of them is that we say Rosh Devarcha Emes. That what? The Pesach. The Rosh of your Pesach. The Pesach of your Dibor is what? Is emes. That has to be with or and emes. That's how we get that. That's how we beat them. That's why what's Yaakov called? Titin emes liyakov. And Yaakov is the one who defeats Esav. Like I heard from my Rebbe when we learned in Ramchal. It says Esav and Yaakov is like a seesaw. It's when one's up, the other's down. But the way it works like this. It's not when Esav's up, we're down. It's when we're up, Esav's down. But if we're down, then Esav's up. But it's a seesaw. So, but the Nikud is Titin emes liyakov. Right? That when we speak emes. So it goes like this now. We take or, it's match 207. And emes is 441. So what's or plus emes?
668.
No.
648.
So now, if you take Chanukah b'miloy, so Chanukah b'miloy, ches yud tuf, nun vav nun, vav alif vav, chav pei hei hei, is gematria exactly or emes. That what? That the nekuda of Chanukah is built on that. Chanukah brings down an or, shalach or chav amincha. It brings down or an emes, which is exactly how we beat against Esav. Because this is what Chanukah is all about. To light up our Diburim, to light up the Pesach, light up the Pesach of our bias. Now what, the Diburim should be Kedusha. Diburim should be Gevaldik Diburim. It should be Heart, it should be Lichtik Diburim. That when we speak to our friends, it should be Yir Shemaim. It should be Kedusha. That my Diburim should be from Chamimus. Cham Libi Bekirbi. It should be on fire when I'm talking. That's why I take Pesach, okay? So now I take Pesach, and spell Pesach for me like. So Pe is Pe Aleph. Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav. Ches is Ches Yud Tuf. It's Gematria 915. Yeah? So 915 is two Gematrias. First Gematria is Kol HaNeshama Tehalel. 915. And it's also Gematria Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai. And it also happens to be Gematria Hey Tishrei, which is when my son was born. So that's good enough too. So first we'll speak about what does the Pesach have to do with Kol HaNeshama Tehalel? Now the Gemara says, what does it mean, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel? It says, Al Kol Neshima Uneshima Tehalel Ka. Right? On every breath you take, you should praise Hashem for that. Meaning what? That each dibur, each breath, which when I speak, what's my speaking? My speaking, every time I speak, there's breath that comes out. Right? It's just that I use my teeth to form words. So I mean what? On each word you say, it should be what? It's Modet Hashem for that. But what does that mean to Modet Hashem? Is that that's Givadik. That's the or. Why? Because Hashem calls the or Ein Sof. That I'm talking to Hashem with it. That's why, what's the Nikud of Tehalel? What does Tehalel sound like? Halel. So what's Chanukah called? Time Halel Vehoda. It's exactly that. To give Hoda to Hashem. With how? Kol Hashem Tehalel Kalka. Light up my Pesach. That's exactly what it's about. Even if Chanukah is Halel and Hoda, to praise the Borei Olam, to thank the Borei Olam for everything I have. To speak the Diburim of Kedusha, the Diburim of Emes, the Diburim of Or. So what does the Pesach have to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Right, what does that have to do with anything? So it's brought down from the Chasam Sofer, just not to go into depth in it now, but the Chasam Sofer says basically that Moshe Rabbeinu on Chafei Kislev was Megale Pnimiyas HaTorah. So Chanukah, the Indian of Chanukah, is the Zman of Pnimiyas HaTorah. It's in the Sefer Sifsei Chen. And the king of Pnimis Torah is who? Is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Everything about, what's his sefer called? What does the Zohar mean? Zohar means a light, an or. Every nekuda about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is or. Nekuda is Chanukah. It's what to realize that what, who am I? To tap into your Pnimis. Whether that means learning Pnimis Torah or not. Learning being Osek in Chassidus. Osek in a little bit of more Pnimis Torah. Whatever it is, but it's Masugel's man. Why? Because that's Or of Emes. That's Emes. That's why if you ever look in the Ramban, right? When the Ramban says, Alpi Derech Emes, what's he referring to? Whenever he says Alpi Derech Emes, he's talking about Kabbalah. Not to say that we're holding back Kabbalah, but that's what it is. Pnimius HaTorah is Emes. That's what's called, like the Zohar says. Like it says in the Zohar Kaddish. It says, Bahai Chibura, Nafkin Misra Megalusa. With this Sefer, this is how we go out of Galus. With the Or, when we tap into the Kedusha of the Or of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's where it comes from. The Tzikud is that we have to mechazik that Pesach. That what? The Pesach Chatas Rovetz. That's exactly where he tries to get you. That's exactly where the Yetzer are coming to try and get you to mess you up there. The Tzikud is that what? You have to fill Pesach Tverach Yiru. Fill them up with Or. To be mechazik your Diburim. To speak Diburim of Kedusha. Another thing we put at the Pesach to get rid of that Rovetz is what? What's at the Pesach Abayis? Mezuzah. So why the mezuzah? What does the mezuzah have to do with this nekuda? So, mezuzah goes like this. You take mezuzah, spell mezuzah with miloy, yeah? Right, that's why we put the mezuzah there till the Pesach HaTerzovis to keep our Pesach Mekidusha. So mezuzah with miloy is mem mem, zayin yud nun, vav aleph vav, zayin yud nun, Hey Aleph. Yeah? Sorry. Vav Vav. Zayin Yud Nun. Hey Aleph. It's Gematria 232. It's Gematria Emunah B'Milay also. Is that the Nakuda is that when I have Emunah, that's my Or. Right? That's why what do we say every night? And when we say, we finish Krishma, Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'Emunah. Right? We say every day in Shachris. We say, Emes V'Emunah Chok V'Lo Yavor. As far as I'm saying, what does it mean? Emes v'muna chok l'vlo yavor means that these two midas of emes and muna, they're chukim that you have to have and you can never be without them. And that's why at the Pesach Abayis you put a mezuzah. Why? A mezuzah represents that every time I leave it, it's brought down Kitzur Shachanar, you should kiss your mezuzah. Why? Because that's having a muna that what wherever I go now, I'm bringing Hashem with me. I know that Hashem's with me everywhere, and that's the biggest nakuda to beat against Esav. The what we mechazik our muna, mechazik our emes. That's exactly what we do. The Pesach Chatas Ruvais. Dafka, that's where you put your Neiros Chanukah. What to make it lichtig, to make the Pesach lichtig, to make it light. Why? Because when the Pesach is light, everything else that goes in is also going to be light. And just al pirem is just to say we have two psachim on our body. What are the two psachim we have? We have the two brisos, the bris halashon and the bris hamaor. Yeah? So what does that represent? It represents the bris hapeh. It's called yichud yisod machas. Yeah? So yisod machas. So how do we light everything up? So it goes like this, yeah? You have the bris halashon, bris hamaor. So what's macho lashon? Lashon is 386. Yeah? The or is how much? Mem ayin vav resh. Mem ayin vav resh. Let's see. Resh.
247.
246.
247, no?
246.
Aleph and
Vav. No, it's not Aleph. Mem ayin vav resh. So how much is it?
It's more than that.
Yeah, more than that. So 270. 316. 316. So what's 316 and 386? 702. Gematria Shabbos. Is that what? That's the Pesach. The two Pesachim that we have in our body of our Bris Mila and our Bris HaPeh. That's what the Lashem Or, the Bnei Yisrael says, that's Gematria Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is what brings us the Or that we have everything. How do we enter into Shabbos? Hisori, Hisori, Kiva, Orech, Kumi, Ori. The whole Nekudah of Shabbos, all that Or. And that's what the two things that Shabbos and Chanukah share together. That what? Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. The two Ners that we have. Why? Because it's the Pesach Arbayis, to light it up. So Mechazik Shabbos, that would be also the Lashem Or is Gematria Shimon Ben Yochai also. Not for now. But the Nekuda is, when we light up these Pesachim, we light up our Shabbos Kodesh with the Pesach of all Kedusha. Right? It's the Mekor HaBracha. So what Mekor HaBracha means is the Pesach of all Kedusha. So we Mechazik our Pesach, which also means Mechazik your beginnings. Right? Beginning of the day, you begin strong. That's exactly what we get by Esav. Because the whole Nekuda of Esav is Kitzai Befiv. But our nekuda is what? That we have to mechazik, that we mechazik against that, our Pesach we have to mechazik. So just to finish the maisa, like we said the other night, let's do that and go over it. said this in the Yirah Kaddish. Right, you heard this the other night, Shua?
Maybe.
So the Yirah Kaddish from Pshischa, I'll say it outside. So the Yirah Kaddish one time sent his chassid, Simcha Bunim. He sent him on a journey. He said, "You have to. I'm sending you somewhere, and you understand, we'll come back." So he sent him with a couple of chassidim, and they came to a certain town. And they wanted to go to a certain place to go and eat, right? They wanted to go and eat by a certain Baal Bais. So they got there, and the Baal Bais told them, says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I don't have any power of utensil or anything. I only have meat. So is that okay if I only serve you guys meat?" Yeah? So they said, all of a sudden they said, "Oh, you're serving us meat." No, and all of a sudden the chassidim started going back and forth. Is the meat, is the knife kosher? Is the shechita done properly? Is the meat, what type of meat is it? Dealing with who is the shochet? What type of kosher is it? All these things. So out of nowhere, this guy who comes from behind the curtain, you know, a guy whose shirt was ripped, didn't look like the most frum guy, and he says to them the following. Right, a random guy comes from Simcha Bunim is Chassidim. He says, Chassidim. Ma sha'atem achnisim l'solcha peh, atam chokrim v'dor shem alav, im hukshir v'eich hukshir. Right, he says, what you guys put in your mouth, you're very careful. Is it kosher? What's the hashkacha? All this stuff. Ma sha'atem motzim min hapeh, what you let out of your mouth. Hainu ha'diburim shel adam, but your diburim. Ein atem sholem shum shele klal, you don't check to see, is this what I should be saying or not? Well, you're not so careful with your mouth. When Rabunim heard this, said, "This is why the Yid HaKadosh sent me." Says, "So I should learn this Musar from this random person," and he went back home. Meaning what? That sometimes we're so careful with all the little nitty gritties of, was this kosher? Is this all these little things that we don't focus at all on. How do we speak? Like a guy came to me the other day, and he said to me, he said he was really bothered. I was like, why? I was like, you know, he's like, it really bothers me when you have kids who aren't even Shomer Shabbos yet, they're not Shomer Nagi yet, and they come over to you and say, "Oh, what, like, you're not wearing proper tzitzis, or you're not wearing a proper yarmulke." He's like, what are you doing in your Avodah Hashem? How are you telling me what to do when look at you? The person is, sometimes we're so careful with telling other people how they should be that we don't even realize what's coming out of our own mouths. The good is to watch the Pesach bias, to guard it. So B'siyat HaShemayah V'Shibzochah, to not fall into that trap of Kitzai B'Fiv, not fall into the trap of Esav. What represents a trap, he traps us also to think that, you know what, Esav can do it, I can do it also, I can also speak like that. Chas V'Sham. Never speak Lashon Hara. You have to be so careful Lashon Hara. Look at read the beginning of Chafetz Chaim. He spent his whole life just being on Mechazik. This is the Nekuda of Lashon Hara. So the Nekuda is we should be Zocha to be Shomer our Pesach, to Shomer our Bris HaMaor, Bris HaLashon, Zocha the Shlach Orch VaMincha, Zocha Mekabel the Givaldik days of Chanukah come up. Zocha, the Kabbalah, the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, Zocha that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, Mucha, Chaylem, the Kabbalah Shabbos Kodesh.